بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the blessing again to, after a while actually we are continuing our sessions on Nahj al-Balagha. And if you actually attended the previous session, you know that which section of the sermon we are actually right now discussing it. However, I assume that some of you may not be may have not been present in that session or may not remember what we discussed so far. So I just start with reciting that section of Nahj al-Balagha which we are going to discuss it and what we discussed so far, so inshallah we can have a better kind of understanding of how to continue our discussion tonight. Imam alayhi salam, in this part of his sermon, he says about the signs of muttaqin: تراه قريبا أمله قليلا زلله. You would see his wishes simple, his shortcomings few. قانعة نفسه, his heart fearing, his spirit contented. خاشعا قلبه, قانعة نفسه, his heart fearing, his spirit contented. منزورا أكله, سهلا أمره, his meal small and simple, his faith safe and strong. ميتة شهوته, his desires dead. مكذوما غيظه, his anger suppressed. That's what we discussed so far in the previous sessions. And here Imam continues. الخير منهم مأمول. Among the signs of muttaqin is that they are the ones that only goodness is expected from them. وَالشَّرُّ مِنْهُمْ أَمُونَ, and evil is not to be feared from them. إِنْ كَانَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ كُتِبَ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ, even if he is found among the one who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is counted again among those who remember him. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي الظَّاكِرِينَ لَمْ يُكْتَبْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. But if he is among those who remember, he is never counted among the forgetful. So let us go in more detail, kind of expand what Imam mentions here as characteristics of muttaqin. Al-khayru minhum ma'mul wa-sharru minhum ma'mun. It might sound at first sight that actually these are simple things, just to be a person that expected to do good and expected to not do evil. But reflecting on these two attributes may tell us more about what Imam means here and how these two characteristics are being considered among the signs of muttaqin. What does it mean for someone to behave in a way, to be known in a way that only hope, only goodness, good deeds, khair, should be expected from him? How it happens, how one gets this kind of impression, this kind of the picture among the society. That's how people see one. For sure, it's in part because of the way that one behaves in society and the way that people know one, the experiences that they had before. So because of all the good deeds that one commit, one does, one gets known for being someone who goodness is expected from. So that's one point. And actually that's a point that you see Ayatollah Khoi in his Minhaj al-Bara'a, he mentions that is the reason that they are it is only goodness that expected from him, from these people. Ayatollah Khoi says that the kathrat al-khayrat al-sadira min, because they do so much good that actually they are being known for having this kind of characteristic. But even we can say that there are more to this attribute. For someone to be known as someone who do good, good deeds and goodness, and for people to have hope, to expect one to act in this way, means also for the people to come to this muttaqin, come to this type of people when they encounter problems, difficulties in their life, in their lives. So when someone faces a financial problem, for example, some faces a family crisis, they tend to seek for the people who can help and whose help and whose goodness are expected. And that's what, why you see these kind of people, the muttaqin, are the ones who are trusted within the community, are the ones that people seek their help, their advices, and they are somehow the backbone of the community and the people around them. And it shows not only that they did so much good and goodness that they are known this way among the people, it also shows a sign of being loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be in a status, to be in a situation that people hope one's help, one's contribution, that shows that Allah loves that person. Let us elaborate more on this point. If we just assume that there is someone who is dealing with a problem, a difficulty in his life, and is trying, struggling to solve that problem, and finally find a solution, finally find someone to help him to get himself out of that the problem. Looking from a kind of looking from a theological perspective, what happened in the situation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and the Creator and the one who contributes to the world, He decided for that person's problem to get solved. In other words, what we call it, at-tawheed al-af'ali, monotheism in acts, to believe that not only it is matter of, so it is not only the matter of divine attributes, that we believe in the oneness of divine attributes, tawheed al-sifat, al-sifat. We also believe that nothing happens in the world unless by the permission and unless by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if that's the case, it means that when we, for example, face a problem and that problem gets solved through certain measures, we should look from a broader picture to see that this kind of the mediums, this kind of the these measures that helped one to solve this problem was guided by someone else, was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sole cause of the whole creation. So, in other words, when someone's problem gets solved, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to help that person. Allah, however, does not usually interfere directly in the human life's matter. Aballah an yujri al-umur illa bi asbabiha. Allah avoids to execute things only through certain mediums, instruments. So Allah decided to help that person, and He decided to decide on what mediums to use for helping that person. So sometimes that medium can be a natural kind of a natural source. Sometimes can be a human source. Allah decides for you to be the medium to solve your brother's problem. So if you are not here, it doesn't mean that the problem would not be solved. Someone else would solve the problem, because Allah decided that that person's difficulty should come to an end. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you a medium to solve someone else's problem is a sign of blessing, a sign of love. Allah could just pick anyone else, but picked you because He favors you. He wants to show His favor and His love for you. So you can also benefit from the rewards, from benefits from the blessings by being the medium through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps another creation. So looking from this perspective, you see that those special people in the community who are somehow the trust of the community, who are the ones that people, they go to them, they hope they help. These are the ones, the most gifted ones. The ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them and puts them as the, and decides them and dedicate them, designate them as His mediums to solve people problems. That's maybe the reason we see in Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua in Makarim al-Akhlaq, one of the requests that Imam alayhi salam presents towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Imam says, وَاللَّهُ وَأَجْرِ لِلنَّاسَ عَلَى يَدَيَّ الْخَيْرِ يَدِيَ الْخَيْرِ وَاللَّهُ execute goodness towards people through me. Make me the medium through which you give goodness to the people. Bless me to be that medium. So, maybe if we look to the scenario from this perspective, when someone comes to us asking for help, or someone comes to us encouraging us to contribute to a charity, to a good work, you would see it as a sign of Allah's love. And you would see the one who came to us, maybe another medium, that Allah loves him, and he and she also is the medium to bring me also the blessing, to bring me also to among the circle of the ones being loved and favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's, I think, kind of interesting point. These people are the ones, al-khayru minhum ma'mul, are the ones that goodness is expected from them. not only because they did it so much that they are being known in the community, but also it shows the kind of love and favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for them. Imam continues about the characteristics of muttaqin, وَالشَّرُّ مِنْهُمْ مَأْمُونَ. The other attribute of these pious people of the muttaqin is that they are the ones that evil is not feared from him. People are not afraid that muttaqin are going to treat them unjust, are going to violate their rights, so on and so forth. Why? Because they are muttaqin. Because they are pious people. They have piety. And piety, as we explained before, is a kind of power, internal power, that restrain one from committing wrong deeds. Because one is muttaqi, means that one is not allowing himself to violate other people's right, to treat others unjustly. So that's the main reason. And again, if you see it from the perspective that we talked about the previous characteristic, al-khayr minhum ma'mul, again, being among the ones that people are afraid from their evil shows that one, shows Allah's wrath and anger upon that person, for one to be the source of all the evil. So for example, when you look back to the event like the event of Ashura, so when those people and when the ones who stood against Waliullah, the ones who went to war with Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam, so in the day of Ashura, it was well clear that they are going to kill Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. However, who is going to be the one who would be so low and so pathetic to be the medium through which Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam gets killed? It is not just out of blue that someone like Shimr ibn al-Jawshan becomes the murderer of Husayn ibn Ali. It was not just something that happened at the day of 10th of Muharram. We should look back at the life of people like Shimr, Umar ibn Sa'd, what they did with their life to deserve to be subject of such wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to let them be the medium through which the Waliullah gets killed. So again, that's a different perspective. And for one to be source of such evils, it shows that one is the subject of to Allah negligence, Allah's wrath, Allah's anger. And that's also very important point to consider. And when Imam alayhi salam says these people are the ones who others are not afraid of their evil, what kind of evil we can expect here? So what Imam refers to as shar towards the others, that muttaqin are away from those shar, from those evils. There are certain ways that unfortunately we can harm each other within a community. There are people who hurt their brothers and sisters through their words, by using their tongues. We have in a narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he addresses Imam Ali alayhi salam, "Ya Ali, من خاف الناس لسانه فهو من أهل النار. Whoever people are afraid from his tongue, from his words, from insulting them, from getting fun of them, so on and so forth. The Prophet says, he is among the people of fire. شَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَكْرَمَهُ النَّاسِ اتِّقَاءَ شَرِّ. The Prophet says, the worst of people are the ones who are respected, not because people love them, who are respected because people are afraid of being hurt by them, if not respect them. The Prophet says, these are the worst people. There are people who hurt others, whose evil that people are afraid are that is that they are not forgiving. They are the people that if you wrong them by mistake or anything, they make sure to take revenge, for example. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in narration, شَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ لَا يَعْفُ عَنِ الزَّلَّةِ. Worst of the people is the one who does not forgive someone's mistake, someone's shortcomings, وَلَا يَسْتُرُ الْعَوْرَةِ, and does not cover someone's flaws. Those people who, the moment they get informed of someone's mistake, someone's flaws, they shout, they inform others, they spread the words. They are not concerned about respecting people's reputation and dignity. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, these are the worst of people. There are many other narrations, some mentions about the ones who do not keep trust of people, the ones who betray trust of people, to be the worst of people. So, in sum, we see that there are many ways that we can harm each other in the community. We have actions, our words, and Imam Ali Salam says that one of the attributes of Muttaqin is that people, not only these people are not actually hurting others, they acted in a way, they are known in a way that people are in relief that these are not the type of people who hurt them. الشر منهم مأمون. And that's maybe the reason that the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentions these two attributes as the attributes of the best of the people. The Prophet says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ يُرْجَى خَيْرُهُ وَيُؤْمَنْ شَرُّهُ. The best of you are the ones that their goodness is expected and their evil is not afraid. So these are the characteristics of the best people and muttaqin, as Imam Ali Salam ascribes and describes them, they are the best of the people. The next characteristic that Imam alayhi salam mentions for muttaqin is that in kana fil ghafilin kutiba fil dhakirin. Literally it means that if they are, it happens that they are among the ones who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are going to be counted amongst the ones who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to be amongst the one who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are two ways we can understand, we can interpret this phrase. And it is actually the way that these two ways are explained again by Ayatollah Khoi is Minhaj al-Bara'ah. The first way is to understand that it says that there are those kind of people that if for so the situation of their life is in a way that they had to live among the people who neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who are not faithful, the ones who even not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people, they protect themselves. Although they are living among the bad people, although that they are even having to hide their beliefs, their faith, still they are steadfast, they are strong, and they are not letting themselves to go with the tide. We have examples of these people in the Quranic narrative. So one is the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya. The verse of Quran in chapter Tahrim, verse 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah gives you believers an example, wife of Fir'aun. إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجَّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَمَلِهِ وَنَجَّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. When he asked Allah, O Lord, build a house for me in your heaven and save me from Fir'aun and his actions, his wrong deeds. In other words, Allah, save me from being affected by his bad deeds, being influenced by his wrong actions. وَنَجْنِي مِنْ قَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Allah, save me from this unjust nation, unjust people. So, it's an example of a person of faith, of a true believer, who although lives among non-believers, lives among even the leaders of non-believers, like Fir'aun, but she maintains her faith. Another example we have in chapter 4, verse 28, about a man, again from the family of Fir'aun. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ. A faithful, a true believer of the family of Fir'aun, who was hiding, concealing his faith, his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one way of understanding it. So these people, even if it happens that they are living in a community, in a among a family, among those kind of in a society, that people, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not affected. They are maintaining their faith and they are strong and steadfast. But the other way of understanding it is that it's not only about those who live in such communities, those who their life circumstances happen to be that way, but it applies to each and every single of us. Can be the situation can apply to us. So it means that for the muttaqins are those people that through the daily basis life, when they go into the situation that normally people tend to neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those locations, in those atmospheres, in those programs, so on and so forth, these people, not only they don't go with the tide, they are reminding themselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his presence. An example, so we have in a narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him. He gives an example of these situations. The Prophet says, مَنْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي السُّوقِ مُخْلِصًا عِنْدَ غَفْلَةِ النَّاسِ وَشُغْلِهِمْ بِمَا فِيهِ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ وَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَغْفِرَةً لَمْ تُخْتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Whoever goes to a shopping center, shopping mall, to a location that people are busy with shopping things, Why the Prophet mentions the shopping location as an example? Because that's when people mostly tend to think of the material gain. The sellers, they are thinking how much they can profit, how much profit they can gain from selling the items, the merchandises, and attracting more customers. And customers are thinking of buying more kind of material stuffs to decorate their houses, to to buy beautiful clothes, so on and so forth. So it's somehow an example of a location, of a situation that people tend to neglect the spiritual matters more. They are more inclined towards attending the material issues, the material purposes. And the Prophet says, the one who is present in such a situation, however, is not affected by the tide and can preserve his awareness to be minded and reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي السُّوقِ مُخْلِسًا إِنْ دَغَفْلَةِ النَّاسِ. When all the people are occupied with material purposes, material thinkings, so on and so forth, these are the people who are reminding themselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet says that Allah gives them so much rewards, and Allah would grant them a kind of forgiveness in the day of judgment that no one can even imagine it. لَمْ يُخْتَرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرِ. So maybe that's the same kind of understanding that we have in some of our narration. For example, we have in Kafi and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, الذاكر لله عز وجل في الغافلين كالمقاتل في المقاتل في المحاربين. So the one who is remembering Allah, remembers his Lord while he is maybe circulated by the other people who neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while he is living in a place, in a location that people, they tend to neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is like someone who fights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the front line. So that's a very beautiful characteristic. Both meaning, both way of understanding them, doesn't matter, shows the importance of this characteristic and attribute for muttaqin. So the muttaqin are the ones who goodness is expected from them, and evil is not to be afraid from them. And the other attribute that Imam alayhi salam mentions, and I'm going to finish today's session with, after explaining this part, is that Imam alayhi salam says, وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ كَرِينَ لَمْ يُكْتَبْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. It's the opposite side. These are opposite to what we just discussed. The Imam says that these people also are the ones that if they are being seen among the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-dhakirin, they are not to be counted as the ones who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ghafilin. What does it mean? How it happens that is it possible for someone to be among the ones who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but be counted as the one who neglect him? Yes. There are instances that this can happen. For example, the ones who do riya, the hypocrites, the one who do something that apparently claiming for the sake of Allah, however, the intention is different. They do it to gain the trust of the people. they do it to gain fame. And these people, they are, although it may be the case that they are living among the best people, they are people who, they were people who were living with the companions of the Prophet, among people like Salman, among people like Abu Dhar, among people like Miqdad. But the way that they ended, so their life and their kind of the journey ended was so different and far away from the way that Abu Dhar, Salman and Miqdad, their lives ended that way. They were even people among the relatives of the Prophet, relatives of our Imams, that they were kind of, they were expected, they were people, they were seeing them as pious, and so one of the family of the Prophet, the family of the Imams. However, the intention exposed later to be different. We have in Tafsir Majma' al-Bayan, there's a narration that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he narrates from his fathers and from the Prophet, peace be upon him. And the Prophet was asked, one of the companions asked the Prophet, سُؤِلَ فِي مَنْ نَجَاتُ غَدَى, what would be the, what would save us tomorrow, the day of judgment and hereafter? What we can hope to save us? The Prophet says, النَّجَاتُ أَنْ لَا تُخَادِعُ اللَّهِ فَيَخْدِعَكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يُخَادِعَ اللَّهِ يَخْدِعُهُ وَنَفْسُهُ يَخْدَعُ لَوْ شَعَرُ. The Prophet says that the what that saves you is to not try to deceive Allah. Because if you try that, Allah will deceive you. And you will not even understand it. You will not even be aware of it. فَقِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ كَيْفَ يُخَادِعُ اللَّهِ. So the companion was wondered, what does it mean for one to deceive Allah? And then the Prophet answered, يَعْمَلْ بِمَا أَمَلَهُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ يُرِيدُ بِهِ غَيْرَهُ. It is to do what Allah asks you to do, but you do it for someone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or someone else. فَاتَّقُوا الرِّيَا فَإِنَّهُ شِرْكٌ بِاللَّهِ. So, riya is one of the instances of shirk, believing in someone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically Imam alayhi salam says muttaqeen are far away from riya, far away from doing things that please people. They are only concerned with pleasing their lords. And we need to be mindful that sometimes we may get somehow affected by our actions may be affected by riya, and we may not be aware of it. Sometimes we do things that we think that maybe that we are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when we reflect on those instances, we see that there were other intentions as well. For example, I did that charity. I paid that much charity on that specific day. I thought I'm doing it for the sake of Allah, but when we are reflecting, I'm reflecting on myself, I see if it wasn't for the fact that I knew that that person and the other contributed this much, I was contributing less. But since I knew there are people around me who I love to show off, I love to let them to see, for them to see me how, what kind of person I am, a generous person I am, I contributed more. And there are signs of riya that sometimes we have to evaluate ourselves against them. Imam Ali alayhi salam said in a narration that لِلْمُرَاءِ أَرْبَعُكْ عَلَامَاتٍ. There are four signs for someone who does riya, for someone who does an action not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the sake of others. These four signs are يَكْسَلُ إِذَا كَانَ وَحْدَهُ, when we're not active anymore, enthusiastic anymore in doing those good deeds, those good actions, in contributing to charities, so on and so forth, when he is alone. وَيَنْشِرُ إِذَا كَانَ فِي النَّاسِ, however, you see the one very active, very enthusiastic, helping when there are people around him. وَيَزِيدُ فِي الْعَمَلِ إِذَا أُثْنِي عَلَيْهِ, when people praising him for something, he does it more. وَيَنْقَصُ مِنْهِ إِذَا لَمْ يُثْنَ عَلَيْهِ, and he does less when he sees people that they are not praising him anymore. As long as people praising one, kind of, so calling, thanking, and he gets fame, he continues to contribute. But when he feels that no one anymore thanks him, no one anymore gives him the fame that he expects, then that's when one stops. And one says these are the signs of the people who do riya. And be mindful of yourselves. So it is a good idea sometimes when we are intending to do something, we think first that, am I going to do it the same way if no one else was here too? So was I, for example, contributing the same amount of money today if I was only myself and none of my friends were around me? Was I, for example, prolonging my dua kumail tonight if I was alone and not with the others? So sometimes they are delicate matters. Sometimes if we reflect on our actions, we may see that sometimes we do things differently because we inclined to please the others. And that's the kind of warning that we should kind of be aware of and we should be mindful of. So, in sum, the four attributes that Muhammad alayhi salam mentioned, and we discussed them tonight, is that the muttaqins are the ones, al-khayru minhum ma'amul, goodness is expected from them. Wa-sharru minhum ma'amul, they are not the people that they are the people that evil is not afraid from them. And then Imam mentioned that in kana fil ghafilin kutiba fil dhakirin, if they happen to be in a situation that people are neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, muttaqin are not doing the same. They are intensifying the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When kind of Allah kareem lam yuktab min al-ghafilin, and if they are being known to be among the good people, among the one who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not the people who ruin the situation with doing riya and doing intention to please others instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones that with purified intention and heart who do everything only for the sake of their Lord. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us with the blessing and grant us this blessing to be among the muttaqin and to be among the ones who would be privileged with these beautiful characteristics of pious people, muttaqin. Please recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.